ABC Radio Australia.
We begin with Vanuatu, who says it is looking to revoke citizenship granted to a high-profile misogynist influencer after it was revealed he allegedly received a Vanuatu passport around the time of his arrest in Romania on charges including rape and human trafficking. Andrew Tate reportedly purchased a fast-tracked Vanuatu passport through the country's development support program in 2022. Prominent Ngāi Vanuatu women's leader says a person of Mr. Tate's views represents a danger to the community, and the so-called golden passport scheme needs to be reviewed. Lily Rose Walwell reports.
The Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project broke the story that Andrew Tate was granted a Vanuatu passport in December 2022, the same month he was arrested in Romania. He was later charged with rape, human trafficking and forming a criminal gang to exploit women. The OCCRP's lead editor for the Pacific, Altri Pelford, says the organization was investigating golden passports in Vanuatu when they came across the name Imori Andrew Tate and then worked to establish it was the same person as the online influencer.
The system has been abused by, you know, oligarchs, organized criminals, intelligence agents, and it's caused a lot of alarm because it is one of these loopholes that allows people to get a new passport or even new identity and, you know, be able to avoid, you know, their war enforcement.
The Tate revelations are the latest in a string of controversies surrounding the lucrative citizenship by investment scheme that have led to both the European Union and the United Kingdom removing Vanuatu's visa-free travel status. Earlier this year, it was revealed that Vanuatu provided a golden passport to fugitive Indian ex-cricket boss Lalit Mody, who applied to officially renounce his Indian citizenship after acquiring citizenship of the Pacific nation. Vanuatu government spokesperson Kerry Manasa says there have clearly been problems with the country's various citizenship by investment schemes.
It shows a lapse in the due processes that are in place. So definitely the government needs to tighten it. These are loopholes that the people have overlooked in the past.
He says government is investigating how Mr. Tate obtained the passport.
We're definitely looking into it. And once we have the files, definitely the processes will be in place to revoke his citizenship. The government definitely does not want to encourage people of questionable backgrounds to be granted citizenship. Of course, those that are wanted by their countries or are being investigated by police authorities from overseas and not welcome to be part of the citizenship of Vanuatu.
Last month, prosecutors in the UK brought charges of rape, actual bodily harm and human trafficking against both Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan Tate, relating to alleged offences that took place between 2012 and 2015. The brothers, who are both citizens of the US and UK, deny all allegations brought by Romanian and British prosecutors. There was no indication that Tristan Tate, who was also arrested in Romania in 2022, had received Vanuatu citizenship, according to the OCCRP's report. The president of the Port Vila Women's City Council, Jane Nyatika, says there's no way a person with Andrew Tate's well-publicized misogynistic views should have been granted Vanuatu citizenship.
Before Vanuatu goes out to give its passport to the people who apply to for citizenship in Vanuatu, Vanuatu has to fully review its application before it can offer citizenship.
She says those views pose a danger to the community if Mr. Tate were to ever set foot in the country.
Our literature level is low, and understanding what the person is saying, they will find it hard to understand him, and they will fall into these activities very easily.
Vanuatu's Prime Minister Chotam Napat has vowed to reform the troubled but lucrative economic citizenship program since coming to power earlier this year. But spokesman Gary Manasa says it will take time.
We're working on it, and these are things that will take time, especially to put back the confidence and the credibility of our travelling document.
And that is Vanuatu government spokesman Kerry Manasa ending that report from Lily Rose Walwell.